Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donsko.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turetko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Ah, good evening, tennis fans. Here we go. It is Indian Wells. It's the men's draw that we are covering this time, though. We did the women's one. They've all kicked off now. They're playing their little matches already. It's the men's turn this time. The qualifiers still taking place as we speak. So there are going to be a few little sections in this draw preview that we may have to come back to later. Isn't that right, JG?
Yep, exactly that. We don't know the qualifiers for it as well. But just one thing I wanted to sort of refresh my memory with. I know we did the instant draw reaction for the men's.
Yes.
And just a recap over that. As far as I remember, Tsitsipas seemed to have a pretty comfortable draw. So yep. Did Medvedev. And I think it was Zverev who was given the really tough draw with, yep. Who was the fourth seed, the other seed?
The other seed was it Rublev?
Rublev.
Yeah, I believe so.
And Rublev, he had a pretty tough one as well. I think he had Casper Ruud and a few others. But really looking at it, I thought Tsitsipas, it looked tasty for him. There was a nice little run in for him. And I'll be shocked if he's someone who's not to be able to go far in this tournament because it all looks sort of laid out for him.
Yeah, I'd say I'd agree with you there. I think Zverev is the main concern. I think out of those big players, obviously a lot of off the court stuff going on at the moment as well. Probably could do with a slightly easier quarter, but unfortunately he's being thrown to the lions and could potentially be facing a Brooksby. I think it is in the second round if Brooksby gets through the first round, which we know how many problems he caused Novak Djokovic in the US Open. So Tough one, this one. But I'm excited because we got the main man, the octopus. He's at the top. He's got a nice draw as well from what we saw yesterday. It's a his to lose, really, this one, I think. And everybody's probably saying, oh, it's a bit too predictable. I think there's going to be a few players in this draw, though, that are going to try and prove that, that wrong. I think Casper Ruud being one of them, he's in the best form out of everybody, other than Medvedev, I'd say.
Yeah, there's a few players sort of coming into form as well coming into this one. You've got Sinner, who's doing good. We saw it a bit from Monfils as well. Let's see how far he can go in this event. Medvedev, definitely the one to beat. I like the look of Tsitsipas as well, just based off the draw. I think he'll be the number two seed for the event as well. And
definitely.
Yeah, it sort of favours him. Bringing up the previous winners, like we always do, it's Dominic Thiem. And he will not be here this year. Obviously, he's got a wrist injury, out of action completely, which is sad. I think all of these names are out of action. I don't think any of them are really playing. You've got John Isner there sneaking at the top, a finalist in 2012. Aside from that, there's going to be no Djokovic, no Federer, no Rafa. And the big three have dominated this, where they've been in the final. When was the last time one of them wasn't in the final? You have to go back to 2010 when you had Andy Roddick losing to
Ivan Ljubicic,
yeah. So and even before that, you can see it's the big three again, dominant until and then 2003, they wasn't there. So this is an event, Indian Wells, where we're used to seeing Roger, Rafa or Novak win it. And we're not going to see that this year. No Dominic Thiem as well, who won it last year, beating Federer in the final. A very famous final. Great, really great high-quality match, that one. And this year, I think Medvedev is the real standout man. He's just won the US Open. He plays better on the hard court towards the back end of the year. And I think it's going to be really tough for people to beat him. But let's see what happens.
Yes. And obviously, the last defeat Medvedev suffered was at the hands of Andre Rublev in Cincinnati after the big camera incident where he collided with it at the back of the court. But other than that, I think he's been pretty much perfect. I mean, you can say the Kalenio Busta loss at the Olympics. I'm not going to look too much into that one. But his form is incredible. And only dropped one set in the whole of the US Open. And that is a bit scary, I think. Obviously, he had one match in the Laver Cup and he absolutely destroyed Shapovalov, bageling him in the second set. I'd be worried if I was playing Daniil Medvedev in this one. He, no one would be playing him in the first round. Got a bye, obviously. But the second round, I wouldn't want to be either of those two guys who could go through.
The person who's come closest to stopping Medvedev is actually one of the qualifiers. So it's a good cue. And that is Botic van der Zandslot. He currently is playing right now against Tyson Kwiatkowski. That match has just kicked off. But he won the first round rather convincingly, I think. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, there we go. Straight sets against Polanski, 6-3, 6-3. And he's going again. Needs to win this one to qualify. Some of the other qualifiers, one I want to mention, Kemikel, the Turkish player. I really like him. He could be dangerous. We've got Maxime Krezy playing against Kukard in about 15 minutes for another place. That's going to be a really good one. Either of them two can, we know on the hard courts, do a lot of damage. You've got Tabio. You've got, who's another name who could potentially be there? Arna Baldi, maybe. Vlaten Gallo went out to Vukic. So Vukic is playing well. So watch out for him. And Escobedo's beating Kukushkin 6-2, 6-4. So Escobedo in the USA, he could do some damage as well. And looking at this, comparing it to the women's, I would say the qualifiers for the men seem slightly stronger than what I saw on the women's side. And I think a few of these could actually progress through a few rounds, especially van der Zandslot, of course, taking a set off Medvedev. We saw how well he played at the US Open. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little run.
Yeah, the last guy to take a set off of Medvedev as well. So not many people can say that on the hard courts. Was it just a lapse in concentration from Medvedev? Who knows? But he's still got it on his resume nonetheless. Shall we move away from that and go into the main draw? I think we've seen the previous winners for long enough now.
Yeah, let's go into that. Just before we get it up, I just want to say, I'm sure you already know, but this is going to be a new bracket. So the link is pinned in the live chat. It's also in the description. Download the app TNNS. You can find it. It's in the App Store for either Google or Android or Apple. It's completely free to download. And you have a chance of winning $100 for the men's and the women's. You've missed a slot for the women's because that one's kicked off. But you can still enter for the men's. It's not too late. Make sure you hit the link. You join the league. And most importantly, create a new username. There's a lot of people in our league currently who don't have a username. I know there's been a few glitches. But create a username if you can. I think you'll be able to find it on the fantasy page. It's very simple. And it just helps us identify you when we need to give you the prize. And it'll be great where you can see where you're on the league as well.
Yes, indeed. That is one of the things we've been speaking with the tennis app. And they will, if you can't get that username on there at the moment, just make sure you complete all your brackets and they will have the functionality to be able to add it on at some point. If you haven't done already, I mean, I think I managed to get one on there pretty early, but I'm not sure if there's been problems with the Android.
I had no issues at all. I just put mine on JG straight off the bat. We currently have 125 members in there, which is amazing. Hey,
brilliant.
Let's try and keep pushing that. Let's see how many we can get in the Game to Love League. It'd be great to see as many of you as possible, and best of luck.
Indeed. Yeah, good luck. Right. I'm going to bring up the bracket without further ado. This one, as we know, it's quite a long one. I see some people there in the live chat as well. We got Henry saying, any way to do the tennis fantasy bracket on the PC, guys? Unfortunately, not at the moment. We've been gifted this PC version, but it doesn't say it. I will have to go through and re-enter all of my things on the phone app. This has just been done just so that we can do this for our draw previews. So don't get downhearted. It's just I'm not one up on you. This is just something that we're just using just for the draw previews.
Yeah, and we can't say never. Maybe one day. I think we've got Simmons here saying soon they will be adding it soon, but currently we do not have it for you guys. But you can definitely do it on the app, and it's pretty easy to do so. In fact, I prefer doing it on the app, just a bit easier.
Yeah, for sure it is. And I like it. It looks super cool at the moment. It's very refreshing, isn't it, to see such a nice and modern looking fantasy game rather than Tennis Draw Challenge. It served its purpose, but it was a little bit I'd say a bit of an antique, really, in the tennis world.
Sure. Anyway. On to better things. The number one seed here, Daniil Medvedev. The number two seed right at the bottom is going to be Stefanos Tsitsipas. We've got Medvedev here with a bye in the first round. A tough one in this next one. Mackenzie McDonald versus Duckworth. Duckworth off the back of winning an event, I believe. Playing very well as well.
Playing very well, yeah.
And McDonald was playing very well as well, but maybe a month before. I know he was... I forget what he was doing now. What event was that when McDonald was flying?
Oh, he did well in Washington, didn't he? He got to the final to play Jannik Sinner. So it was very, very good. That was a very close one as well, a three-setter. And he was unlucky. I know there's a lot of fans were hoping that he was going to be able to grab that one, but left with his head held high, I would say.
I think he's going to be back here, though. I'm going to be picking Mackenzie McDonald to find that form to beat Duckworth. I'm going to have Giron to beat the qualifier. And then I'm going to have Krajinovic. He's got the bye. I'll have him beating Giron. And then, I'll have Medvedev beating McDonald. So I've got Krajinovic, Medvedev, and that's heading the section, just them two.
I'll go a little bit different to you then. I'll go with Duckworth to beat McDonald, just to be different. Same result, though, Medvedev to beat Duckworth, Giron, Krajinovic, and then Krajinovic, Medvedev.
So it's not that much different. You just changed one.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to act like you're going to do something special and you changed one pick, Ben.
Well, you've got to mix it up a little bit. Those points all count.
The point is you didn't mix it up much. You said, I'm going to do something else. You changed one pick.
Might be the difference between me getting $100 or you. that one pick. No, hey, we'll wait and see. Yes. Right. Moving on down. And we've got Grigor Dimitrov. He will be up against either Daniel Altmaier or Sam Querrey. And you know how I feel about Americans playing in America. I tend to favour them, as you saw in the women's draw preview yesterday. In this match, I'm going to shock you, though. I'm going to go Daniel Altmaier.
No, it's not a shock at all. I'm 100% going for Daniel Altmaier as well. I've always was going to be doing that. I think he's a young player, really encouraging. And I'm not excited at all by Sam Querrey. So Altmaier all the way. And at the bottom, I've gone for one German. I'm not going to be going for two. I think Tara Daniel is going to win this one.
I'm actually going to go for Cole Schreiber. The interesting thing about Altmaier and Sam Querrey, they both, on hard courts, they both lost their last six matches. No, Querrey's lost his last seven on hard courts. Yeah. So
I'm not encouraged by Querrey at the moment at all.
Nah, I think he's getting a little bit of a bad karma come his way after that exiting from, what was it, from Russia, wasn't it, when he ran away?
he ran away on a private jet with his family or something.
trying to fight off that bad karma now. Anyway, I'll have Grigor Dimitrov to beat Altmaier. I'll have Opelka to beat Cole Schreiber.
Yeah, me too. Moving down. We have the Wolf. He's back. We've not seen much of him. He's the man with a mullet. Very good player at that. Not seen enough from him, have we? We've not seen him playing tennis. When he was looking like a bit of a world beater at times. He was really... I know me and you is getting very excited about him, thinking he can beat everyone. Because I've not seen anything, though. I'm not that encouraged. And a part of me thinks possible still, because to see the Canadian affair. I'm going to go with him on this occasion because... he's certainly capable, so I'll go for Wolf on this one, but then I'll have Chapeau beating him.
I'm going to go with Pospisil just based upon what you just said.
Yeah, I know. I've just teed it up for you and changed my mind. But the reason being, I just think, it can happen. Wolf is really good. Like, you asked me this, say, a year ago. I would have 100% picked Wolf, and maybe I'd have had him beating Chapeau as well.
Well, next up, we've got another good youngster from America, Zachary Svaja. He'll be up against a qualifier. We don't know who it is yet, so we'll have to put Svaja through and then revisit this one when we see who the qualifiers are in the morning in the UK. Anyway, we've got until 7 p.m. UK time tomorrow, or until the first ball is hit. So I'm going to have Karatsev beating him, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go Karatsev.
And Chapeau.
And then I'll have Chapeau, yeah. So we've got the exact same players heading the section so far.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to the women's, wasn't it, yesterday? I think there was maybe one difference at this stage, but
yes.
Let's see how it progresses. Next up, we have Benoit Paire back in action. playing a little bit better than the start of the year when he couldn't, well, he couldn't buy a game, let alone a set. No. Now he's looking a little bit better, but is he as good as Francis TFO in America? I don't think so. I'm going to be going TFO to beat him. I think it could be a free setter. Benoit Paire certainly capable of taking a set. And the next one, Popperin versus Kecmanovic. I'm going to be going Kecmanovic here.
Yeah, I think it's a wise choice, but I'm going to have some different to you. I was going to probably pick him. I'm going to go Popperin then, just to mix it up a little bit. I know that he did...
You can still go for him, mate.
I mean, I like to have a few differences in these ones. I don't want to go all to the same, so I'm going to go with Popperin. He might be able to do it. He hasn't done it on the last two occasions they played. Maybe this time's different.
No worries.
Right.
And this sets up a really good match of Korda TFO.
Yep.
I'm actually going to go Korda.
I'm not surprised about that. I think it's the wise choice. He's got a bye through the first round. It's tougher than, I don't know. I'm actually a little bit stumped, to be honest, because if TFO gets one win under his belt, he might be a little bit more, I don't know, have a little bit more going for him. If he thrashes Benoit Paire, he'll have a load of confidence. I'm going to go TFO. We'll mix it up a bit.
Well, Korda was a little bit disappointing in San Diego. He lost to Sonego 6-4, 6-3. Sonego's good, but I was expecting slightly better from Korda. US Open, he was very disappointing. He lost the first set 6-2, and then he was down 2-1, down a break against Basasvili, and then I think he retired through injury. So whether he's in a fit state to be playing, you'd hope so. And on that basis, I will be pushing him through. But it's a bit of a risk, Sebastian Korda, right now.
Yeah, I'll be going Hurkacz anyway to beat Popperin. A TFO Hurkacz matchup there to head up that little section. Moving on down, Andre Rublev, the number 4 seed, the last guy to beat Daniil Medvedev. So, will he be people playing a Spanish player in the next round? We just don't know which one. Is it Carlos Taberna or is it Jaume Munar?
Well, I think Taberna. It's Taberna season. How many times have I messaged you? It's Taberna season.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I say that, but I'm just a big fan of Taberna.
It's not even the clay court season either.
Oh, so I convinced you that well. I know Munar's actually favourite.
Yeah, that shocks me a bit. Munar, I would say on clay, I would probably favour Munar, but on hard court, I think Taberna's been doing some good stuff. Beat Berankis, beat Gerasimov recently. It's impressive.
I like Taberna, so I'm going to be pushing him through. This one, I'm going to have Tommy Paul beating Feliciano.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll go the same. Then I'll have Rublev to beat Taberna.
Yeah.
I'll have Paul beating Lajovic, actually, as well.
Yeah, me too.
Nice. Right, moving on down. We've got the Nottingham Nadal, Cam Norrie, fresh off a final performance against Casper Ruud. Not the best performance, but still.
Just quickly, before we get on to that, Melez here in the chat. Hello. Good knowledge, as always. Saying Korda has had food poisoning and he's lost 10 pounds after the US Open. Oof. So bear that in mind.
It was already quite slim. So yeah. It must be...
And Melez saying Paul has food poisoning as well. Is this a joke? They all got food poisoning?
They got the same chef. Oh, this doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, dear.
Maybe I should take that into consideration.
I think so. I think we should. Maybe I'll have to do a quick Google in this with...
Well, maybe I'll put Lajovic through then. There you go. I've changed it.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with it just for now. I might change it over once I've done a little bit of research into the food poisoning allegations.
There's a lot at stake on this one. I'm taking it serious. So if there is something happening like that with food poisoning... I need to certainly take it into consideration. But like you were saying with Cam Norrie, been playing great, isn't he? Recently got to the final against Casper Ruud. I know he was a bit disappointed in that final, but he's good value these early rounds. And I think he's going to be facing up against Sandgren in the next one. Sandgren beating Montero. And then Norrie's going to win that one. I'm going to have Kwon Soon beating Pella. And then Agut winning that one.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of picks itself, this one.
Norrie Agut.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Sandgren could do it, though.
Maybe, but I think Norrie's form's been too good. Sandgren's been very patchy with his form. So I'll move down to the next one. Diego. Oh, he is up against either a qualifier or Laszlo Gier. I'll just be picking Gier for now. And then we got Kai Nishikori up against a qualifier. I think he beats any of those qualifiers, if I'm honest.
Yeah, agreed. Gier, Schwartzman. I'm going to have to go Schwartzman.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have Nishikori beating Evans. There's something about Evans playing in the US on the hard courts that just doesn't inspire me. He's nowhere near the pace of Cam Norrie right now. And I've just not seen enough from Dan Evans to really excite me and see that he can progress. I don't fancy it. I'm going to go Kai Nishikori. What's the button go? Nishikori. That's my story or something.
Always the guy writing the story.
Kai
Always
Nishikori.
The guy. That's him right, looking for glory. This is a tough one for me because I think Evans can do him as well. I'm going to go Evans. I'm just going to try and do something a little bit different to you because Nishikori has been playing better, but I've got to put some GBs through. Didn't really do it in the women's. Only Raducanu. Heather Watson's been sort of trying to make me eat my words, I think. Well, she's saying that. She's down in the third set now. All right. Anyway, I'll take that back. Move down to the next section. Lloyd Harris.
One thing, we've got Gene saying, I hope the qualifier is Van der Zandslot. You've got to consider that.
It's true. Yeah.
Because if it is, surely you'd be picking Van der Zandslot in some of them rounds.
Yes, exactly right. He could make it through a couple of rounds.
Or he could head this section, Van der Zandslot.
Oh, what? Knocking out Casper Ruud?
Not this section, the one above.
Oh, what, this one?
Yeah. There's two slots. You not think if, say if Van der Zandslot was in this section, there's a real good shot he heads it.
Yeah, I mean, he could. I mean, if he was to go through, play Schwartzman, maybe.
Did he not beat Schwartzman?
I can't remember off the top of my head, mate. So you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I'll try and find it.
Yeah, you have a look. Anyway, I'm going to move down to the next section. Lloyd Harris is going to be up against either Alejandro Davidovich Fokina or Steve Big Steve Johnson. And you know how much I love Big Steve. So, Steve, you're going through, mate.
He did. So, Van der Zandslot at the US Open beat Schwartzman. He beat Bagnis. He beat Casper Ruud, Enzo Cacard. He beat Taberna. He's beating everyone. That's what I'm saying. He beat Casper Ruud and Schwartzman. He likes a good clay quarter on the hard courts.
Well, he's up against someone who likes to spoil the party at the moment, Tyson Kwiatkowski from the US. I mean, I know all too well how he can spoil parties.
You got Theo here saying, watch Van der Zandslot not qualify now. We've picked him up so much. Yeah,
Kwiatkowski's a decent player and he's an American playing at home.
Van der Zandslot's got him. And if he's in this draw, where he gets placed, I think he beats Carlos Baena as well. It's annoying. We don't know where he's going to be yet, but we do have tomorrow to change it. So for now, we just have to put the other players through. On that base, I'll have Baena beating the qualifier. I'm going to be going Casper Ruud. And I'm going to have Lloyd Harris knocking out Steve Johnson.
Yeah, I think it's safe. Casper Ruud versus Lloyd Harris has to be that. I think they're the strongest competitors in that section.
Yeah.
Berrettini up next. He gets a bye through. Could be facing Dennis Kudler or a qualifier. I think Kudler's really good in the US. I don't have any doubt that he'll
There's a lot of Americans in this section, actually.
Yes. I like it. I like this little section. Got Taylor Fritz down the bottom. He gets a bye. I'm having Brandon Nakashima meeting him in the next round.
Yeah, me too. And I'm going to have Nakashima knocking out Fritz.
That's a big call.
And then Berrettini knocking out Kudler.
I quite like it that you've gone big on Nakashima and you're putting me in a bit of a predicament because I don't like to go against him, but I'm going to go Fritz to knock out Nakashima and Berrettini to meet him.
Okay, no worries. We've got a shout out to Patrick in the chat. Good to see you, mate.
How you doing, mate?
And good day.
Yeah,
hopefully you entered the bracket. Best of luck with that.
Patrick was doing a few articles for our website, so appreciate that, mate. Really do. They were very, very interesting. Go and check out the website if you haven't seen any of those. Anyway, it's John Isner up next. Big John. He's going to be up against either Yoshihito Nishioka or Federico Del Bonis. And I think we're both going to pick Nishioka here.
Nope. I'm going Dortmund East.
Oh, he's going with.
Don't try and guess me, Ben. They're not going to work. I'm going to be going Dortmund East on this occasion. Okay. I think he's had a stellar year, and on a lot of different surfaces, I've been super impressed with him.
We had a stellar lunch. So anyway, next one, I'm going to be going for the man on the block. He's going to cause the shock. It's Jack Sock. He knocked out John Millman for me.
Yep, agreed. I'm going to have Jack Sock as well, beating Millman. I think a few of these you're not expecting from me. I'm then going to have John Isner beating Delbon East, though. Delbon East's run comes to an end there. And then I'll have Yannick Sinner.
It's got to be, isn't it? I mean, he's just one in Sofia, picking up his, defended his title in Sofia, which the first guy, wasn't it? First Italian since the 70s to do so.
But with Sinner, another thing to sort of take into consideration is the ATP rankings. He's currently in 14th and he's on the fringes. He needs a deep run here if he wants to stand a chance of qualifying for the race to Turin.
Yeah, I think he's got it in the tank. It's just whether or not the next month or a couple of months are really going to determine it. There's going to be a few other tournaments coming up after the Indian Wells. Can he get there? That's the question. Right, Gael Monfils, he's back again. Come on. After losing, obviously, to Yannick Sinner in the final in Sofia. Hopefully he's back to his best again. He likes the crowds will be there. He'll be pumped up. He'll be dancing. He'll be putting some theatrics on the court. And that's what we want to see from Gael. Exciting tennis. And, I just want to see him put on a show. That's the main thing. So I'm going to have him playing Martin Fucsovics in the second round.
Yep, agreed completely. I'm going to have Kevin Anderson, big Kev, beating Thompson.
Same.
And here I'm going to be going Sonego to beat Anderson and Monfils to beat Vucevic.
I was going to do the same. Been putting me in a hard spot, but yeah.
Well, the seed did too.
I know, but there's part of me I thought you were going to be picking Martin. I don't know why.
I was a little bit tempted, but not enough.
I think Monfils' form, you've got to pick him right now. He's been to a final recently. Come on, let's give the guy a chance. We're definitely going to give this guy a chance. Carlos Alcaraz, he is there, the number 30 seed, and he could be playing in the second round. Well, none other than Sir Andy Murray. He's up against Adrian Mannarino. I'm going to be having Andy going through. You know it.
Mate, this is the section of death.
Yeah.
It's for sure the hardest section we're going to see on the bracket. You've got Alcaraz at the top, Zverev there, Jensen Brooksby. If that qualifier is Van der Zandslap, then honestly, it's shocking. It's terrible.
I think Brooksby still does him, though.
Yeah, it's just going to... I'm just talking about how difficult it's going to be for everyone here.
It could happen.
Listen, I'm going to have the same scenario as you for this bit. I'm then going to be going for Carlos Alcaraz to knock out Andy Murray. I'm not sure which way you're going to play it. And then I'm going to have... Part of me thinks Brooksby beats Zverev. Going on right now. That is the brave call. That is the brave call. It's going to be the one. I'm going to kick myself if I don't do it. Am I brave enough, though?
It's all of the things add up to if it's going to happen, this is when it will happen. If you know what I mean.
I'm going to go for it anyway. I'm going to have Alcaraz and Zverev going out. In the second round, Jensen Brooksby beating Zverev.
Wow, that's big. I think
I'm going for the $100. You need to play this risky sometimes.
You do. I'm going to be going with Andy Murray to knock out Alcaraz and Zverev to meet Andy Murray.
Okay, nice one. So we've gone for the opposites here.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully, I get one right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, moving down. Felix Auger-Aliassime. He's up against either Musetti or Ramos. I'm going to go Musetti. I'm hoping that he can pull it out the bag here.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have Musetti on this one. Gerasimov beating the qualifier. I'm then going to go Basasvili beating Gerasimov. And I'm going to have Felix beating Musetti. Sorry, Thomas Rock in the chat.
Yeah.
I can't pick Lorenzo in this occasion. Felix is quite strong early doors.
He needs to step up.
He played quite well in spells.
Moving down, Haron Khachanov there, up against two of our favourite. Well, one that he's going to play one of them. They are two of our favourites. He's going to be up against both of them.
Wait, what did you call him? Haron.
Haron. Haron.
It's Karen.
Karen. They can't call him Karen. No,
do you know it's Khachanov? I think you got
I think I took it off the first one.
You took it off the first one. You meant Haron.
Haron Khachanov. Karen, anyway. Let's not call him Karen.
We've got Tom there. He's a bit upset about the Massetti saying no tips today. Massetti through for a tip.
That's it, mate. I might go back up then. And anyway, I'm going to be going with Emil Roussevori to knock out Dominic Kwetva to meet Haron in the next round.
Stop saying that. It's Karen.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know, but people are probably wondering.
It's Karen, not Karen. It's not. Yeah. He's not a Karen. Don't
he
call
might
him
be a Karen.
I don't think he's a Karen.
How do you know? Do you know him?
We know Karatsev, and he doesn't say he's a Karen. It's a Karen.
Doesn't say much though, does he?
Or Kareem?
Karatsev's not someone you're going to get many words from.
Wow, I could just tell from the look in his eye. Anyway,
look in the eye. What's the song? You got to look in the eye. It's Dominic Kwetva. I've made it
that's
up.
That's Davidovich Fokina. That
what's
one.
His song?
He's got the stomach in his eye and the look in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Davidovich Fokina. Anyway, Khachanov to knock out Roussevori. Booster to knock out Bagnis. Moving on down.
Well, that's quick.
Well, did you have
the same?
I don't know. You might do.
I've got the same.
Okay, Christian Garin next up. He could be playing. Well, I'm going to go for it straight away. Holger Rune to knock out the qualifier, and I'm going to go straight in and just say I said it already in the reaction. I'm going to be putting Rune through again.
Yep, me too. Holger Rune. I'm really warming to the guy. Yeah. I think he's class. He's a young player. Who looks a bit fearless, took a set off Djokovic recently. I'm pushing him through. I think he beats Garin. I'm going to have Dimonor beating Andahar. Andahar beating the qualifier. And then setting up an Alex Dimonor, Holger Rune. Holger Rune here has got a tasty draw.
It's good. Yeah.
Listen, he could beat Alex Dimonor as well and go deep in this tournament.
I like the draw for him. I think it's couldn't be much better. Let's put it that way. Oh, are we near the bottom now? Yeah, I think
this
we
is
are.
It, yeah.
Oh, hang on. I think I've got to make it a little bit. Like, come on. Get all the way to the bottom. It won't let me go down. There we go. I don't know what I was doing there. I'm like, come on. Force it down. There we go. Yeah. On to the last one. Fabio, let's go. Fabio, let's go.
Anyway. I'm going to have him playing Struff. Struff's going to beat Galan. And like Pedro Martinez beating the qualifier. And then I'm going to be going Tsitsipas Fanini.
I'm actually going to go and sit about Struff. I think Struff will
going
be...
against... You just sang the Fabio song, and then you put him out.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know which one's going to turn up, so you have to take a few risks, I think. I put a lot of Germans through, I've noticed, in this. So what's going on with me at the moment? I picked Germans to win all of the US Open, didn't I, as well? What's something going on right now with me? Just picking Germans to win everything. Right. Anyway, we'll go all the way back to the top. Onto the next section.
So the round of 32. If you're on the app, just click to the next bit and you can move your way down. And I think we've got a lot of similar ones early doors, so we can fly through these. We've got Daniil Medvedev, Krajinovic here. I'm definitely going Daniil Medvedev. I don't think he gets troubled these early rounds. Dimitrov, Opelka. Dimitrov coming back to form slightly. Opelka was pretty dreadful at the Laver Cup, but he was okay before. It's a tough one to call. I'm probably going to go Dimitrov.
I'm going.
He's in America though.
It's the Bulgarian, mate. I've got my alliances is with Bulgaria, so Dimitrov goes through for me.
Shapo Karatsev. Now this is a good match.
Yeah, I like this match. It's a tough one to call as well because misfiring Shapo and Karatsev could eat him for breakfast here. But I've very good Shapo, and then Karatsev could easily just stumble around in this one. I'm going with the lion. Aslan goes through.
Same.
Go on.
I bet that shocks you. I was always going Karatsev, but I don't know why I'm doing it. It's a bit of a, he's not done enough, but I'm just going to go for him regardless.
I don't know why. They've still got alliances there. I think they're I don't know. What's
they're deep rooted. It's like deep rooted love.
It's like the Rafa specs. There's some Karatsev specs out there as well. We're wearing those nearly all year round.
Oh, we got Gene saying, I'd pick Shapo out of Karatsev. Boo.
Karatsev beat her catch recently, so maybe that's something to go off.
Talking of her catch, he's up next against Korda.
So he is.
Oh, this was TFO. This is a repeat of the start of, for me, Korda to her catch. I think isn't that how we started the year? Delray Beach final was Korda her catch. Her catch beat him on that occasion. I think he beats him again. I'm going to be going for him.
Yeah, I'm going her catch as well. I think he's got too much for TFO in my one. Let me set up Karatsev her catch, the guy that Karatsev just beat. So I'm quite liking the draw for Aslan at the moment. Brilliant. Anyway, moving down. And we've got, just make sure I'm in the right
place. Yeah, you've got Rublev Paul. I've got Rublev Lajovic. I'm going to be going Rublev.
Yeah, picks itself for me.
Rublev's got a nice little draw as well. He does.
I like it. Go on, Andre. Cam Norrie, Batista Agut. I'm going to be going Cam Norrie.
Yeah. That's the sensible one, isn't it?
Well, based upon form, it is. But Batista Agut, what has he done lately? Maybe this will. He last played at the US Open, he lost in five to Felix. Obviously, beat Kyrgios in straight sets, Rusevori straight sets.
Gosh. Go on, then. I'm going to go Agut.
I've convinced him.
Yeah, but you know me with a good. I think it's definitely something with Spanish players. Like, I've got a bit of an obsession with them. And somehow, I've really struggled to go against the gut.
Yeah, well, I think it could happen. He's definitely got the minerals.
Yeah.
Moving down, Evan Schwartzman. Battle of the sort of
I've got Schwartzman, Nishikori. I'm going to be going Schwartzman.
Yeah, there's part of me that thinks if Evans gets past him, I think he can take Schwartzman out as well. I think I'm going to go Dan Evans. He's going to have a little run in this tournament.
Okay.
Moving down.
We've got Melez here saying Aslan Karatsev shirts nearly sold out as Ben has bought them all.
That's it. They're all Christmas presents for all the family.
We had Melez saying that they're... Well, I've lost it now. He was saying... Oh, mindless pick, trying to drive merch sales.
Brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, right, we've got Lloyd Harris versus Casper Ruud. Picks itself for me, Casper Ruud.
I think picks itself's a bit overboard.
I know.
It's not that simple. Gosh.
I'm going
Lloyd
in.
Harris has been really good, but I'm going to have to go Casper Ruud as well.
Yeah.
So exciting at the moment.
Wow. He's 10th in the world at the moment, which is
and where is he doing in the race to Turin as well? He's currently sitting in 9th. He's very close to overtaking Dominic Thiem, but Dominic Thiem's not going to be there anyway. You'd think there's going to be no Rafa there as well, so he should be. He's a good chance he qualifies for that.
He actually overtakes Roger Federer at the start of this tournament when it kicks off because Roger drops 480 points in this tournament,
amazing.
So he moves up to 9th. And then
listen, that's going to be a big thing for Casper Ruud. He's going to be in front of Roger Federer in the rankings.
Well, he can overtake Dominic Thiem if he does well in this tournament as well. So he can move up to 8th in the rankings. I'm not sure. You can't get close to Berrettini yet, though. Berrettini is like 1,200 points ahead of him.
Yeah.
So
that Wimbledon final helped.
Yeah, definitely did. Berrettini having a good year.
Good cue. Here he is.
Speaking of the man himself.
Are you doing this on purpose or is it just...
No, it's just by chance. Oh. Anyway.
Berrettini, Nakashima. I'm going to be going for Berrettini.
Indeed. It's like I'm a seasoned professional at this podcast in Malarkey, isn't it?
Talking of Italians, Yannick Sinner. We had one Italian through. Could we have another Italian meeting in... What round's this? Round of 32 on mine.
Yeah.
So, I think we will. I think Yannick Sinner's going to knock out John Isner.
Yeah, come on. He's in the form. Sorry, Big John. I know you're in America, but Yannick Sinner's in form.
There's some more Italians. Oh, God. All Italians. We got Gael Monfils, Lorenzo Sonego. Listen, I didn't put Massetti through, but I'm going to put another Lorenzo through. Sonego beats Monfils.
I'm going to be having Monfils going through.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Goes on a little run here, I think. Again, I think he can do it. With the crowd there, I think he's going to be energised in this tournament. That's what I'm hoping.
And this next one's a bit wild. You've got Andy Murray Zverev, which sounds quite good. I've got Alcaraz Brooks P.
I like it.
Gosh, what way does this one go? I think I'm going to be going Alcaraz.
Yeah, I thought you might. I think it's a good choice, though. There's part of me that's a bit jealous, really, that you've got those two to pick from.
Yeah, that would be a great match if we do get to see it. I think both of them could. That's what I'm saying. This matchup will be good regardless, because any four of them players would make a good match. Alcaraz, Brooksby, Murray, Zverev. I don't care what combo it is. It'd be good to see them guys make that round.
I'm just trying to think, like, is Zverev in the right mindset right now for this tournament? His closest person to him in the rankings playing in this tournament is obviously Andre Rublev. And Rublev is 1,200 points below him. So he doesn't really... I mean, and he's 1,000... he's 1,200 points behind Tsitsipas as well. So he's going to be stuck in whatever position he's in, no matter what here.
I don't think he's playing for the ranking, mate. He's playing for the title and the cash.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, there's cash involved as well.
So I think win the bracket, though. So can you get this right for some cash?
I know. I think he's going to be too strong for it. If they meet, surely he's just too strong. I mean, Murray's been losing to Hurkacz on each occasion he plays him. Zverev is a much better version of Hurkacz, that's for sure.
No worries. Felix Basasvili.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've got the same.
I'll go Felix.
I'm going to go Bash.
There he goes.
Oh, God. This bracket's falling apart.
The start of the end.
Yeah, I think so. Bash, you never know. Felix, he didn't play the last tournament, did he? So there's part of me thinking, is that for a reason? Did he pull out in a precaution, or is there an injury? Or
I think there is, but I'm just hoping he's going to have enough for that one. I'm going to have Khachanov Buster in the next one, and I'm going to go Buster to Khachanov.
I'm going to go Khachanov to beat Buster.
So we've gone for the complete opposites in this one.
Yeah, we have.
I feel like we're going to go for the same here, though.
Bill saying $100 out the window.
It's all for you, Bill.
Yeah, that's it.
We're giving you guys a chance, that's all.
You'll be getting the dollar bills.
They're probably watching this laughing, thinking, oh, at least I've got up. There's one less person I need to worry about.
Yeah, Meta says still waiting for those Basasvili tank tops in the merch store. They'll coming soon. There's been some requests. Anyway, move on down. Holger Rune, I think we already showed our hand on this one already. I'm having him going through against Alex de Minaur.
Definitely. Holger Rune for me and Tsitsipas from the bottom.
Yes, indeed.
So
I agree.
Move up to the top. And we are now the round of 16 time. And now this is where it gets interesting. It's a bit like the women's. It's a Masters event, Indian Wells, round of 16 time. This is going to be the decider for the $100, I think. It's going to be made or break, broken in the round of 16. Can you do it? Can you pick the right ones? Medvedev, I think that's a certainty. I'll start with him.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to. I mean, he picks himself all the way through this tournament at the moment. And then look, we've got No Risk, No Reward, and Dragon 7 has entered the live chat. How are you doing, sir? So very much appreciated. You go top of the top tippers with that one. And I better get sharpish on that Dragon 7 button. And we'll be pulling that one out for you in the next live stream. I will work on that tonight for you.
Yeah, 100%. Appreciate that, Dragon. It's been a bit of a while since we last saw you. But we'll be true to our promise. We will be making a button for the Dragon for all of the efforts during the Olympics. Good to see you back. Make sure in the next live watch along, 100% we will have a Dragon button. And if I remember correctly, some of the references was Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try and dig deep in the archive. Bjorn saying you guys already have $100.
Oh, is that why he's doing it? He's paying for the prize.
Brilliant. I appreciate that, buddy. It means a lot. It really does. Karatsev, her catch. You know who I'm
going
with.
They just played each other.
I'm going with Karatsev.
I'm not. Hurkacz gets the... Listen, he's a master's man. Hurkacz is a master's man. He's not going to be messing around. He won, what was it, Miami at the start of the year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Not even too long ago. It wasn't even...
Likes it in America as well.
And he loves it in America. Won Delray Beach. He loves a nice beach. I'm sure California's got a few. And I think he's going to beat Aslan Karatsev here.
Yeah.
And then we get, for me, Medvedev Hurkacz again.
Well, gosh. For me, Medvedev Karatsev.
Is he going to do it again? Do you remember when Karatsev was just on fire? He actually beat Medvedev, didn't he?
It's in the French Open, wasn't it?
No, it was on hard courts, I think.
I think it was at the French. When Medvedev was just looking at... Was it in the lead up to the French? I can't remember now.
It was in Rome. Karatsev, he beat Medvedev 6-2, 6-4 in Rome.
Absolutely destroyed him, didn't he? Yeah, I knew it was on clay.
Last time they faced each other in a Masters, Karatsev demolished him. Shout out to Melez as well. He's making the top tippers because we don't have many for October already. Any tips right now? I think we've got another two spots on there. You'll see your name on the next draw preview. Obviously, no, not draw preview, next live watch along. So Melez is going to be making up the numbers right now. Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, those watch-alongs will be coming very, very soon. Obviously, some more matches kick off tomorrow night in the men's. We'll be hand-picking the best matches for you to cover. And, just make sure you join us for all of them. We're going to cover as many as possible based upon this strange time zone. We're still going to stay up late and try and give you as many matches as we can do. And I've got internet now. Oh, yeah, I forgot to announce it. Now I have actual internet. I'm not on a phone anymore. It got activated today and it's nice and quick as well. God, it's like a dream come true. Anyway,
Rublev
moving down.
Good for me. Next one, I'm going to be going for Rublev.
Rublev as well for me. Even though he beat Cam Norrie, beat him recently, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know why you skipped past that so quickly,
but I'm just going with it. I think Rublev's got it.
Okay. Schwartzman, Ruud. I'm going Casper Ruud.
I am as well. Over Dan Evans this time, though.
So that means we actually get Rublev. We spoke about it recently.
Yeah, we did.
Two young players, similar trajectory. Rublev did what Casper Ruud did this year, winning, 5 titles.
Yep.
And some of the most wins this year in the ATP Tour. That's going to be a real battle, one I'd love to cover on the watch along as well. Moving down, I've got a few Italians coming up now. Berrettini, Sinner. I'm going to be going for Berrettini. I think he's a little bit better than Sinner right now. But Sinner could beat him.
I think that he's got more tools, Berrettini, than Jannik Sinner's at the moment. I think Sinner's good, but Berrettini...
They're both a little bit one-dimensional. A
little bit, but there's just something about Berrettini when he gets going. It's a bit of a scary prospect. We're moving down. Gael Monfils versus Alex Zverev.
I've got Sonego Alcaraz.
I'm going to be going Zverev, I think. Even though all of the problems, I'm going to be having him meeting Berrettini.
Yeah, boring Ben. I'm going for Lorenzo Sonego.
Oh, to knock out Alcaraz.
Yeah.
I thought you might go Alcaraz.
Nope.
Okay. I've got Basilashvili, Karen Khachanov in the next one. I'm going to be going Khachanov to knock out Basilashvili. I'm going a lot of Russians, aren't I?
Have you not got Buster in this section?
No, I picked Khachanov.
Oh, fair enough. I've got Buster Felix. I'm going to be going for Buster.
Oh. Yeah, you like a bit Buster. Not surprised.
Until he plays Tsitsipas, because I'm going to have Tsitsipas beating Holger Rune, and then we'll get Buster Tsitsipas, and Tsitsipas will wipe the floor with him. I reckon it'll be a 6-1, 6-2.
This is it. Like, this is the real test, isn't it, for Holger Rune? Do you step up to the mark and beat Tsitsipas? I think Tsitsipas' draw is quite nice, and I don't think he'll have been really out of second gear yet. So I think he beats Holger Rune probably quite comfortably.
So you've got all the big names in there so far, Ben.
What, Khachanov? Is he big?
All the big ones, though, are still there for you.
Oh, what? Yeah, I've got Zverev, Rublev, Medvedev, and Tsitsipas. Yeah, the top four.
Fair enough. I'm sure a lot of people are with you on that. Moving up, we have quarterfinal time. And yeah, I do have a lot of big players in here as well. I've got a weaker section, but still some class. And right at the top, these two, they've played each other a few times now. I don't know if you want to go through some of the matches.
What, with Karatsev and Medvedev? Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry, I've got something. I've got Hurkacz. Sorry.
All right, apologies. Yeah, go on then. If you've got Hurkacz.
Medvedev, Hurkacz is the one we've seen recently. So we've seen it at the Canadian Open. Medvedev beat him, but it was close. Hurkacz won the first set 6-2. Medvedev won 8-6 in the tiebreak in the second, then 7-5 in a tiebreak. So he only just beat him. And then Hurkacz obviously beat him in Wimbledon in 5 sets. So it's a really tough one to call. On this occasion, though, I'm going to be sticking with Daniil Medvedev.
Yeah.
It's just this, a safer one out of the two. Well,
my matchup is a bit surprising because the head-to-head between Karatsev and Medvedev is 3-0 to Karatsev at the moment.
Yeah, he's never lost to Medvedev.
I know. Oh, but there's something that tells me there's a first time for everything. I think Karatsev is going to lose to Medvedev here, unfortunately. Okay. Sorry, Aslan.
So we both have Medvedev in the semis.
Yeah.
Rublev Ruud. Next. Battle of the Ruse.
I think I'm going to go Casper Ruud. I don't know. Just based on recent, it's probably recency bias, but form counts for a lot. I think he can do it.
Listen, I'm going to go the same. I'm going Casper Ruud as well to beat Rublev.
I like it.
So we've got the same semi-final at the top. Medvedev, Ruud.
Different way of getting there.
Yeah.
But
I thought we're definitely not going to have the same at the bottom because I have Berrettini, Sonego here. And I'm going to be going for Berrettini.
I'm actually going Berrettini as well to knock out
Zverev.
So we
may have the same.
Yeah, I'm actually good because I think Zverev, when he comes up against somebody who could potentially like be a harder hitter, I think he might go out. I think I put
it's not just that. I think Zverev's got a tough draw.
Yeah, he has. So Berrettini versus. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. I'm going to end up having to pick him, aren't I?
Tsitsipas. I've got Buster Tsitsipas. I'm not even going to talk about it. No. I think Buster, my prediction's 3 games. I'll be surprised if he gets that. So Tsitsipas to win.
3 games. I like it. I want to hopefully wind that back and then get that as a good clip.
I'm just telling you, you can't deal with him. Buster's just a bit of a flop when it comes to Tsitsipas.
Yeah, Tsitsipas could. This could be a real good tournament for him. He's got a nice draw. I think Medvedev has quite a nice draw as well, to be honest. But I don't think, if we go back and have a quick look through his potential route, Holger Rune, Jan Lennard Struff, Pedro Martinez. I mean, doesn't get much nicer than that in a Masters event, I don't think.
Yep.
Khachanov as well, if that is who he plays. And then he'll be up against Mateo, and that's who I've got. And then we go to the top. First semi-final, Daniil Medvedev versus Casper Ruud. Is he going to be rude and spoil the party for Daniil Medvedev, who's trying to close in on that number one spot? It's a big ask, but surely there's a way for Casper Ruud. What is their head-to-head like, these two? Can we bring it up quickly just to... I would like to know it before I make this decision.
So Medvedev beat him in the Mallorca Open, Center Court, 24th of June, 7-5, 6-1.
Ooh.
In the quarterfinal there.
Beating him twice. They've only played twice and Medvedev's beaten him twice. So
it's a different Ruud now, though.
It is.
Better and better every time I've seen him. We've got Kevin and Jackie saying Gil Groves picked Ruud Tsitsipas final with Steph to win. So he likes a bit of Casper Ruud as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a bit recent, recency bias, but I don't think I can go against Daniil Medvedev in this one. I think if he's in that, this back end of the year, he just loves it. And we've seen what he did last year. When he goes on that run, he's hard to stop. And he doesn't have a bad draw here. I think it's quite a nice one. I think he beats Casper Ruud.
Yeah, agreed. I'm going to be going Medvedev as well. And at the bottom, Berrettini, Tsitsipas.
That's tough.
It's going to be tough for Berrettini to get there. Tsitsipas is, he's kind of walked his way into the semis, and I think he'll walk his way through this one as well. I think he'll be all right, and I think he beats Berrettini. It's a bit predictable, but I've got the 1-2 final, Medvedev Tsitsipas.
I'm going to go Berrettini. I'm just going to go for it because you've got to take a little risk here and there because there might be some other people with the 1-2. This might be the deciding factor on the bracket if we come down to it. And if I've got Berrettini in that final and he makes it, could be the difference.
No worries. So you've gone for Medvedev Berrettini. I've got Medvedev Tsitsipas. Do we have the same winner though? I feel like we could do.
I think we do.
It's going to have to be. No, it just has to be Daniil Medvedev. I'm going to have him winning Indian Wells. I've looked through the list of names who have won this event. It seems to be the very best at the moment. You don't see many shocks. And based off that, this it wouldn't be a shock Medvedev to win it. And I think it's going to happen. He will be the favourite for the event after the US Open. He just looks unplayable. And he gets better and better as the year goes on. I think everything's going to suit him with this one, and I can't see him losing.
I think a good point to be made as well for the having the winner in this tournament. The last two winners of this tournament, obviously, Dominic Thiem, US Open champion.
Yep.
Juan Martin Del Potro, US Open champion. Daniil Medvedev, US Open champion.
Yeah, good point.
I think that he can do it as well. So that's my logic thrown right at you. And obviously, Federer, Djokovic, Nadal, all US Open champions.
Yep. Right, I'm going to just save my thing. So save your picks, guys. If you haven't entered the bracket yet, don't worry. You can do it in your own time. You still have until 7 p.m. And basically until the tournament starts. So when the first match is played, forget the qualifiers, the first match of the event, you have until then to join. The link is pinned in the live chat. It's completely free to enter, and you have a chance of winning $100 paid to you for free if you are able to win the bracket. You'll be going up against, I can announce how many people. So I'm just, to join the league, of course, you hit browse leagues. You see the leagues. It comes up in all leagues, and you can search Game to Love. And we've got 127 members currently.
Ooh.
So it is growing fast. Thanks for everyone who's joined already. And if you have joined and you've not set a username yet, we recommend that. It's very easy to do. There's been a few glitches, but if you're able to and you see the option to select a username, make sure you do one. So then we can easily identify you if you are to win the event.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm just having a quick look through it now just to make sure. 127, just seeing that the one, they've got the rankings up there now on there. That's been updated. So you can see as it goes along, you can see how your ranking is going, how many right picks you've got so far, and your score. So, and that will be updated as each match finishes and all the players will just be pushed through the draw. And then you can see where you're going to be going in the league and your overall ranking in the global tennis app. So yeah,
I'm looking at mine now. So my ranking is 157. I've got four score. This is on the women's one, may I add.
Okay.
I've got 4 out of 6 right so far.
Yeah, I've got the same. But
but
that's what it says anyway. I don't know if that's I have to look down just to see if I've got them or what I've got correct.
I'm looking in our league right now, Ben.
Yep.
And I can announce, let's see who's top of it.
Go on.
So I'm 38th in the league. Currently we have, how many people? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people with 5 picks. So we've got Major Ice Water, we've got Magaman, we've got Morgo, and we've got Carrillo. And we've got a user who's not picked their name yet. So make sure you do that. Poll for FH. But yeah, Carrillo flying right now. He's got 5 correct.
Go on, Carrillo.
He's leading the way in the BNP Paribas Open for the WTA.
It's exciting, mate. I am looking forward to seeing how this one plays out. There is 2 weeks of tennis still to be played. We've still got the qualifiers still to enter the draw. So make sure you keep an eye when all the qualifications finish to maybe adjust some of your picks, because we've got obviously some interesting players. Van der Zandschulp still waiting to maybe go through. Maxime Cressy, another one who can cause people problems as well. So just make sure you are definitely sure on your selections before that first ball is hit, because once it's hit, there's no going back.
Yeah, I just want to say, Bill here, one of our patrons, how we doing, mate, saying, hit that like button, everyone. Help the boys out. Yeah, if you haven't already, hit the like button. It really does help us. Last thing to do, Ben, is dark horse time. Don't think I've forgotten. You need to pick one. For me, I think it's going to be pretty easy. I've got a lot of players going quite far who could be a dark horse pick. It just depends which one I want to go with. You can pick anyone from 20 onwards.
Ah, that's annoying.
Who did you have in mind?
I was thinking Karatsev, but he's 19. Never mind. I'm not going to get
you
a chance.
You can have Hatchinov.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have Hatchinov. I've got him.
Or Holgorun?
Yeah, those were the two I was sort of looking at. I'm going Hatchinov because he's 24th seed.
Yeah, I like Holgorun as one, but I think I'm going to be going for Alcaraz. He seems to be my dark horse in a lot of events recently. Nice. He certainly could be here. I've got him going quite far. If he's able to beat... who did I have him going out to?
Not Brooksby, was it? It was just Sonego, I think.
Sonego. If he's able to beat Sonego and get that far, then yeah, listen, he could be flying. He could go and win the whole thing, Carlos Alcaraz. So he's going to be my dark horse. Going to the chat, we have Theo with a really good one. Brooksby or Rune. I like both of them.
Nice.
We've got Gene, he agrees, going for a dark horse of Rune. Bjorn going Norrie or Van der Zandslap. I'm not sure if Norrie, is Norrie allowed?
Yeah, Norrie's allowed 21st.
Norrie's a good one. Yeah, nice one.
I like that. Basashvili, maybe. I'm surprised I didn't pick him. He's 29th seed. That's one of my normals.
Yeah.
I think that's it, mate. I think we're done and dusted with the draw preview. Indian Wells draw previews over and out. Women's are done. They're underway. Men's done. They'll be underway tomorrow.
Yeah. Next stop for us will be the watch-alongs.
Ooh, I'm excited for them. And I'm excited to see which match we are able to cover first. I know that we've sort of got our eye on Andy Murray versus Mannarino being one of the first ones. But we'll have to wait and see on the timings of it. We'll try our best to cover as many as possible, though. All the good ones.
Yeah, for sure. Big shout out to everyone who joined us on this one. If you haven't already, hit the like button. Subscribe if you're new. Go check out the store for some of our merch. We've got some nice little products in there. And Ben?
Yeah, I was going to say also, if you want to sign up to our Patreon, there is something good, something a bit new, something that's been in the works for a while. Challenge JG is going to be coming out first on Patreon. I think we're going to be popping that on there probably this week, I would have thought.
Tomorrow?
It could be. It could be tomorrow or maybe at the end of the week. It's going to be in the next few days anyway. It will be on Patreon and it will be coming out a week later on YouTube. So if you want to see it first, you want to see how JG gets on in that first matchup against the GTL fam, sign up to Patreon as little as £3 a month and you can see how JG gets on and see the interesting production I've put together for this little Challenge JG thing. It's quite it's quite funny. It's quite good.
Yes, yeah, so, it is a good laugh. Good night, guys, and see you all tomorrow.
See you then.